Meta has making some serious waves in the AI world, not just with a massive new language model, but also with an agentic AI powering its popular social platforms. This isn't just about bigger models. It's about deeply embedding AI into our daily digital lives, from WhatsApp to Instagram, and it's happening right now. We'll dive into what this means for users and the broader AI landscape, plus how regulators are already pushing back on some of Meta's AI ambitions. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today centers on Meta Platforms, which, according to Financial Content, has just unveiled its most advanced multi-model model to date, Llama 5. Released in early April 2026, this behemoth boasts over 600 billion parameters and features cutting-edge recursive self-improvement capabilities, marking a significant leap in Meta's foundational AI research. This isn't just a research paper. Llama 5 is expected to underpin a new generation of AI-powered features across Meta's vast ecosystem, pushing the boundaries of what multi-model AI can achieve. Alongside Llama 5, Meta has also introduced Muse Spark, a closed-source agentic AI model designed to power personal assistants directly within WhatsApp and Instagram.
Financial Content reports that Muse Spark aims to provide a more intuitive and proactive user experience, integrating AI assistants seamlessly into our most used communication and social media platforms. This dual release signifies Meta's aggressive strategy to not only advance state-of-the-art AI research, but also to rapidly deploy these capabilities into consumer-facing products, potentially transforming how we interact with our apps daily. Shifting gears to robotics, Boston Dynamics is giving its famous Spot robot a major brain upgrade, according to Boston Today. The company announced that it is integrating Google DeepMind's powerful Gemini system to enhance Spot's AI-powered reasoning and adaptability. This collaboration aims to move Spot beyond pre-programmed tasks, allowing it to better understand complex environments, make more nuanced decisions, and adapt to unforeseen challenges in real time. The integration of Gemini's advanced AI capabilities means Spot could soon exhibit more sophisticated problem-solving skills, making it even more versatile for industrial inspections, hazardous environments, and research applications. This development highlights a growing trend of combining cutting-edge AI models with advanced robotics, pushing the boundaries of autonomous systems and their practical applications in the physical world.
In other product news, Anthropic is set to launch Claude Opus 4.7 this week, bringing significant enhancements and new integrations, as reported by Dataconomy. This latest iteration of their flagship AI model continues Anthropic's rapid development cycle, with major updates and new models being released approximately every 2 weeks since January 2026. A key highlight of Claude Opus 4.7 is its new partnership with Figma, enabling the AI to convert AI-generated code directly into editable design files, streamlining the design and development workflow. Furthermore, Anthropic has deepened its integration with Microsoft, embedding Claude directly into popular applications like Word and PowerPoint. These integrations are designed to empower users with advanced AI assistants right within their daily productivity tools, from drafting documents to crafting presentations, showcasing Anthropic's focus on practical, enterprise-level AI solutions. Now, back to Meta, but this time on the regulatory front, where the European Union is drawing a line in the sand regarding the company's AI strategy for WhatsApp. According to Financial Content, Brussels has rejected Meta's proposed pay-to-play AI scheme for WhatsApp, citing significant competition concerns. Meta had argued that requiring external AI services to pay for access was necessary to ensure a consistent user experience and protect the platform's infrastructure from the massive compute demands of external AI queries. However, this move had already led to popular services like Microsoft's Copilot and Perplexity being forced to exit the WhatsApp platform by January 15, 2026. The EU's decision underscores its commitment to fostering an open digital market and preventing dominant platforms from leveraging their position to stifle competition in the rapidly evolving AI services sector. In a quick hit, the Stanford University Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence Institute, or HAI, has released its 2026 AI Index annual report, according to DigiTimes. The report highlights a pivotal shift in the global AI race, revealing that the performance gap between China and the U.S. in AI model capabilities has significantly narrowed, driven by China's accelerated industrialization of AI. This indicates a more competitive global landscape for AI innovation and deployment. Before I let you go, here's something to keep an eye on. Reuters reports that U.S. lawyers are issuing warnings about interacting with AI chatbots. As people increasingly turn to AI for advice, legal professionals are cautioning clients not to treat these chatbots as trusted confidants, especially when legal liability or personal freedom is at stake.
The concern is that conversations with AI could potentially be used against individuals in legal proceedings, raising new questions about data privacy and legal privilege in the age of AI. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news. See you tomorrow.